Are you or a loved one in the midst of a cancer diagnosis or bouncing back from your battle? Welcome to Thrive Through Cancer, the podcast that offers hope and healing and shares personal experiences, self-care solutions, health tips, and the support of a community of people just like you. I'm Susan Johnson, a functional nutritional therapy practitioner whose own son was diagnosed with cancer right before his third birthday. My job was to keep people healthy, to help them fight disease. So when my own son was diagnosed with this scary illness, it was so humbling. But rather than becoming a victim, I began researching. I up-leveled my knowledge and my mindset, and I chose to serve others through our own cancer journey. This show is an opportunity to find and share strength through our struggles. You'll hear from health professionals, innovative thinkers, beautiful personalities, and those who have learned to live life to the fullest despite their diagnosis. We'll raise some questions, find some answers, shed a few tears, share more than a few laughs, and give each other the motivation to get through one more day every single day. So join me in this journey and let's learn to thrive through cancer together. Follow us now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you enjoy your shows. You guys are here to learn about healthy hormones, and this is going to be kind of specific around cysts, like ovarian cysts, fibroid cysts, uterine cysts, cysts in general. It's hard to say with my mouthpiece. I have Invisalign, and it's just such a pain. Don't get Invisalign. It's so annoying. It works, but it's annoying. So when we talk about something like a cyst, and I'll share a little background story to this, it has everything to do with hormones, but even more so, it has everything to do with your blood sugar. And so I want to share with you guys some really practical steps that you can take to balance hormones overall, prevent things like cysts from happening, or if you're getting them, how to try to get rid of them naturally and just mitigate some of the side effects and symptoms. So this weekend, my sweet girl, who is super tolerant, super pain tolerant, you know, we know it's bad when she actually wakes us up with anything. She's just so independent and so tough that, you know, it's almost impossible to get her to admit something's wrong. And so she woke us up. We had just fallen asleep about 10:30. And she came into her room at 11:30, keeled over in pain. And I tried all the things that I knew. And we encouraged her to try to go to the bathroom. Like, I didn't know if it was gas. I didn't know what was going on. I asked her some questions, used some of my remedies. I didn't want to use any pain remedies in the sense of like any over-the-counter NSAIDs, because one of the things that you learn as a practitioner is just in case there is something bigger going on in a case like that, I didn't want to mask the pain. I wanted to really just see what was going on in case we had to take her in. And sure enough, after about 45 minutes, no resolve, it seemed to be getting worse. We jumped in the car at 12:30 midnight, drove to the ER in Mexico. And it was such a lovely experience, actually, aside from being in the ER with my sweet girl. It was so clean. Everybody was so nice. The doctor was so kind. The front office lady was so sweet. They all helped with my horrible Spanish, and they spoke decent English. And so we were in the ER until about 5:30 in the morning. And sure enough, after the ultrasound, it showed that there was just pockets of fluid. And so while we don't know if the cyst actually burst or if there's still a cyst present, before we go in for further testing, I want to do some support naturally. So as soon as we got there, they did give her a pain medication to dissolve under her tongue, and it took the pain away once they did the ultrasound and palpated to see where the discomfort was. And since then, she's still a little bit sore and not fully comfortable and not really enjoying moving a whole lot, but we're working on it. So this is the first time it's happened with her. I don't get cysts. I haven't ever gotten cysts. But what I know about this as a practitioner is a cyst forming in the body is due to estrogen dominance. Now, I won't say that's 100% of the time, but I would say it's probably like 98% of the time if a cyst forms, it's due to estrogen dominance. That means there's more estrogen in the body than the body can actually handle and know what to do with. And oftentimes, and put a one in the comments if you've experienced cysts before. I'm curious if you or your child has experienced a cyst. But oftentimes when people have estrogen dominance, some other side effects and symptoms of that are heavy periods. So really heavy flow during your cycle. A lot of symptoms alongside your cycle. I'm seeing a few of you saying, yes, you've experienced cysts, or your kids have. So it's not just a cyst means excess estrogen. There's a lot of other signs and symptoms, and most of them being around the cycle and the cycle being really problematic. Okay. So this cyst, the cysts I'm speaking of right now are more related to hormones. So more on the genital area, and even the breast area. So when we look at excess estrogen being the underlying factor, what do we need to do? Well, first thing is address the root cause rather than just going and cutting, poisoning, and burning, right? You hear me talk about this often. So root cause in this case would be to how we balance out estrogen. Well, there's a few things that we know. We know, for one, that blood sugar imbalance drives estrogen levels through the roof. So when your blood sugar is out of whack because you're eating a lot of processed foods, or you have some stress in your life, it's triggering blood sugar imbalance. It's not always directly related to diet. It could be related to weaker adrenal glands. It could be a series of things, but we know that blood sugar is a big cause of estrogen dominance in women, especially, and men as well. So that's first and foremost what we look at. And then we want to, and I'll explain what we're doing to balance blood sugar. The next thing that we look at is, okay, so if there's too much estrogen, how do we balance out the other hormones? How do we bring up progesterone and testosterone and really balance these out? And so that's the next thing we look at, is balancing the hormones out. And then we look at detoxing the excess estrogen. Because what people don't realize, excess estrogen is stored in the liver. Now, this is why, put a one in the comments if you experienced morning sickness with your pregnancy. Many women experience morning sickness, which is a feeling of nausea. Sometimes it's vomiting. And part of this is actually caused because of excess estrogen being in the liver and being stored in the liver, and the liver being unable to really flush and dump because this person hasn't actively supported opening detox pathways and hasn't supported their detox organs. And so when we're pregnant, of course, we have a whole surge of hormones, especially estrogen, right? And if there becomes too much of that and the liver is burdened from not being proactive with detox in their life, then we can develop nausea, morning sickness. And so these are all things that we want to look at. Blood sugar balance, balancing out the other hormones necessary, like progesterone and testosterone, and then making sure we're supporting adrenal glands and we're detoxing. So this is the kind of specific protocol that we're doing with my daughter to help with these cysts. And I believe that this will help you as well, right? So first and foremost, blood sugar. So that means what we eat. That is everything to do with our nutrition. Now, Sayla, of course, was put immediately as soon as she was born, she was put on a raw milk homemade baby formula. So we put her on this raw milk homemade baby formula. She was fed incredibly nutrient-dense foods from the moment she was born. And now she's almost 15 years old, and she certainly has more autonomy in her diet. Now, at home, we control what she eats, right? And I say control loosely in the sense of, like, you know, I do say we run a dictatorship. You know, mom and dad are in charge, but you understand what I'm saying. So at home, we know she's getting nourishing foods. But when she goes out with her friends or indulges at the French bakery too often, right, or eating too many sweets like most teenagers like to enjoy, I remind her, hey, honey, your periods aren't going to be fun if you keep this up. And so one of the first things that we're going to do, and she's agreeing to all of this and participating with me, and I'm actually doing it with her. So we're following a Whole 30 type of food plan. And so what that is, and we're holding it a little bit loosely. For example, with Whole 30, you're not supposed to have any dairy. But we get some organic raw dairy from our local farm. And I know she and I tolerate dairy okay, in the form of cheese or cultured yogurts. And so I'm okay with her having that during Whole 30. But you can just look up Whole30, and that's a food plan that is really focused on balancing your blood sugar and actually really detoxing your body. And so you're avoiding all grains, you're avoiding all processed foods, all sugars. The only source of sugar you can have is in food from like fruits, basically, and starchy tubers. So you're not doing maple syrup, you're not doing honey, you're not doing any of these things. This is, you're doing all whole foods. You're avoiding grains. I love that Whole30 changed your life. Thanks for sharing that. So cool. It is a really powerful food plan. Now, if you're interested in figuring out like, how would I eat this way? You can go to seasonjohnson.com. And I actually have a meal plan on my website that is Whole30 focused. I really built it around the idea of following something like a Whole30 food plan. So it's devoid of grains, of processed sugars, refined sugars, and dairy. It's also, it's dairy, gluten, grain-free. So if you want that, go to seasonjohnson.com. You can find that meal plan on my website. So that's first and foremost. To balance blood sugar, it has everything to do with what you eat, okay? Oh, I love that you have my meal plan and that you love it. That's great feedback. So second to this is making sure that we are adding a little bit of excess support for balancing blood sugar. And so I'm putting her on a berberine and mulberry supplement. It's something that I've taken for years. It's actually made by doTERRA, and the product is called MetaPower Assist. And it's a blood sugar supplement that has berberine and mulberry, and I'm giving her two before she breaks her fast, so when she has her breakfast. That's going to just help balance out the blood sugar as well and kind of mitigate any spikes that she experiences upon eating her first meal.
Many cancer parents wish there was more they could do to help their child thrive through their diagnosis. They're sick of dealing with the side effects from treatment, low A1C, and unplanned hospital stays, not to mention having to often resort to the Band-Aids that are currently offered, but they don't always work. At best, they provide temporary results that sadly rarely last. Although I'm now the go-to expert for many cancer families, it took my own journey with my son to learn how to help families thrive today. And oddly enough, what I learned and put into action was so counterintuitive that I didn't mention to anyone at first what I was doing. I thought I'd be ridiculed because it was different. It challenged convention, but it worked. Finally, my community of cancer parents had a simple and proven method to help their child thrive without extra medication, without forcing their child to eat something they didn't want to, without interfering with doctors' protocols or breaking the bank. I call it the Thrive Through Cancer formula. And if you'd like to see how it works and why it's more effective than most options out there, then I invite you to watch a brand new online training where I show you exactly how my clients have achieved lasting results following this unique process. You can watch it by going to bit.ly/yourthriveformula. That's bit.ly/yourthriveformula. Inside, I'll share the leading cause of our kids feeling unwell during and after treatment and what we can do about it. I'll share why cancer parents who want to enhance their child's quality of life should avoid keeping their child in a sterile environment. There's a much more powerful and natural way to help support their child's immune system. I'll share the unexpected reason why kids with cancer have a hard time avoiding inpatient stays and how to change it. So much more will be shared in this webinar, and you've already taken the first step by just listening to this. So please take the next step and watch the free training today. Go to bit.ly/yourthriveformula. That's bit.ly/yourthriveformula. Now back to our show.
So far we're doing grain-free, sugar-free. We're doing only a little bit of raw dairy here and there. And we're giving her a berberine and mulberry supplement, and that's called MetaPower Assist. Now, that's blood sugar. That's like kind of our foundation to support, because I can tell you this 100 times until I'm blue in the face. You cannot supplement your way out of a bad diet. I don't care how much you spend on supplements. I don't care. You cannot supplement your way out of a bad diet. So that has to be the foundation. And I know it's hard because it's the hard work, but you have to do it this way. Okay. So focus on diet, balancing blood sugar. And then the next is supporting the adrenals. So your adrenals are two walnut-sized glands that sit near your kidneys. And this is actually big for our cancer families. Then I work with pediatric cancer patients, and we want to make sure we're always supporting their adrenals as well as mom and dad's, because this has everything to do with your ability to fight or flight, your ability to kind of manage stress. And your adrenals have everything to do with hormone balance, with healthy hormone balance. So we make sure we support the adrenals. And there's two supplements that I would recommend. You can comment my shop and it will take you to the link for my supplement shop where you guys get 15% off anything in my supplement shop. And the two supplements that I recommend for adrenal support that I'm putting Sayla on are Ribes Nigrum, which is a gemotherapy. It's really working kind of at the cellular level. And then the next thing is PhytoADR, PhytoADR. So these are two adrenal supplements that I'm giving her a couple times a day. And this will support her adrenals, which is going to support her energy levels. It's going to support her hormone levels, and just overall kind of help her manage stress. So that's number two, blood sugar number one, number two, adrenal support. The next thing that we are doing is we are making sure that we are supporting healthy hormone levels. And a couple ways we're doing that is, number one, something called Chaste Tree. This is in my supplement shop. So comment my shop if you want the link to my supplement shop where I give you 15% off. All of these supplements I'm talking about are in there, okay? So Chaste Tree actually helps bring up progesterone. And that's what we want to do when we have an excess of estrogen most of the time. Now, I do always recommend working with a practitioner before starting or stopping any type of protocol. And I'm a big fan of test, assess, and address. So you may have crazy hormone levels all over the place and you need more than just Chaste Tree. But if you are estrogen dominant and you have too much estrogen, we need to bring up that progesterone. We're going to do that with something called Chaste Tree. And there's a supplement in my shop. It's actually drops. So we're going to start her on that to kind of just balance out those hormones a little bit. The next thing we're going to do is iodine. This is a big, big, big factor. Almost every hormone in your body is dependent on iodine. And many times we're deficient in iodine. And so Lugol's, L-U-G-O-L-S, iodine 5% is a great option. And you can actually put the iodine topically over the space, over the cyst area, and you can do it internally. Again, I do want to advise you that this is something that I would recommend usually testing your iodine levels before supplementing. But most cases, women, especially if they have hormone issues, are often, not always, but often deficient in iodine, okay? So that's the other thing is we're going to do Lugol's iodine, generally 5%. We're going to use it topically over the cyst area, and then I'm going to have her supplement that internally. Okay, the next piece, this is one of the most foundational pieces when we talk about cysts, and we talk about detox, and we talk about balancing hormones, castor oil packs. So this is Queen of Thrones castor oil. I do have a discount code. So you can just message me castor oil discount code and I will send you the link to get this castor oil set with a discount. This is one of my favorite detox practices and hormone balancing practices. It helps with constipation. Apparently it also is kind of a new thing for natural Botox. I'm so excited about that information. But castor oil is actually known to help dissolve cysts. And it's something I've been using in my private practice for a decade. And so castor oil is so easy. In fact, right now she has a castor oil pack on. We've been kind of keeping it on or off and on throughout the day. And you put about a palm size of castor oil on this flannel wrap that actually comes. So message me castor oil discount. And I'll make sure to go in and comment after this video and get you that link. But you're going to put a palm-sized hand of castor oil on the wrap, and then you apply it right over the cyst. And you leave it on. You can leave it on all day. You can leave it on for an hour. You can sleep with it on. It's so gentle and so effective at helping with cysts. Now, the other use for castor oil, and this is what I'm going to be doing with her, is alternating between her cyst and her liver. So her cyst is actually on her left side. Your liver is on your right side. Remember, where is excess estrogen stored? It's stored in your liver. And so we need to detox the liver, and castor oil is a detox modality. So you can alternate between the putting the castor oil directly over the spot of where the cyst is and over the liver, and do that, you know, just alternate both sides. So this is detoxing her liver, helping eliminate that excess estrogen that may be being stored, and it's also helping with dissolving the cyst. Now, one of the things that I do is she painted this bottle because we don't have any stickers to label our essential oil rollers. So I told her, you need to do something to make us know which one this is. So she painted it with nail polish. But I made her a blend that I'm having her apply over the cyst before she puts the castor oil on. So this is a blend of essential oils. And the essential oils in this blend are basil, copaiba, turmeric, and frankincense. And I did about 15 drops of each, and I filled the rest of it up with fractionated coconut oil. So basil, frankincense, copaiba, and turmeric. And these are all helpful with bringing inflammation out of the body. They're actually helpful at managing the discomfort that she's feeling. And basil and frankincense can actually help get rid of a cyst as well. So she's applying like 5 to 10 swipes of this over the cyst and then putting the castor oil on. Now, the next thing is, as far as like balancing hormones, and one of the things that we are a big proponent of regular proactive use is using, this is an essential oil called Clericom. It's a women's blend. It's specific for monthly support. So once you're in menopause, this isn't going to be as effective. You're going to use something more like Clary Sage essential oil. But while you're cycling, Clericom is so helpful to use every single day over your ovaries and uterus. So 5 to 10 swipes over your ovaries and uterus. And you're going to use this every single day, not just during your cycle, but every day for proactive hormone support. Okay, this is the biggest thing that I educate my family on, I educate you on, I educate my cancer families, is being proactive rather than always reactive. Right? And so this is what I'm kind of teaching my teenagers, like, okay, now, yes, you're going to eventually get to have some gelato and have treats, but we got to be more careful and more proactive, right? And it's all about balance. But when our body is crying for help, we've got to go all in. And this is where we can use natural remedies. And sometimes we have to depend on conventional care, right? The last thing I will say, this is very, very helpful. I see some of you asking questions. You can go back and watch this later to get any of the answers to your questions that you didn't catch me saying. But one of the things that is really, really effective at eliminating excess estrogen from the body is coffee enemas. Now, I told her that. I let my 15-year-old know, like, hey, coffee enemas are a really helpful way of dumping excess estrogen. In fact, they've totally changed people's hormones, like for the better. You can go to seasonjohnson.com, look up coffee enema. I have a podcast on it. I have a blog post on it with all the instructions you need. And I gave her the option because at 15, that doesn't sound super fun, right? Even for some of you at 50, you're like, yeah, no thanks. I do them every day. My husband does them as well. We do this proactively. So I told her, you know, if you decide you want to do this, let me know. This is another effective way of dumping estrogen from your body. But for those of you listening, they're willing to go, yeah, I need to do this. I know I have estrogen dominance. I'm so tired of a really symptomatic monthly cycle. Coffee enemas are so great at eliminating excess estrogen from the body. Now, that was like total spitfire. I just gave you all kinds of information, but I will post this to my feed. Couple things to know. Comment my shop to get access to my supplement shop, which gives you 15% discount on all my favorites in there. And all the supplements I mentioned are in there. And then for the castor oil, I don't have anything set up for that. So I'll make sure to go in and message you after. You can just comment or DM me castor oil. We'll send you our discount code and the link to our favorite company. Because here's the thing, not all castor oil is created equal. It really isn't. So you need to be careful. You need to make sure it's hexane free. You want to make sure it's not full of synthetic additives. So castor oil quality is important. So just comment or message me castor oil, and I'll share that information with you. Just give me some time. And speaking of castor oil, I'm actually right now jumping onto a podcast interview with my dear friend Bethany from Primally Pure. And our whole talk is actually going to be about Botox. And I'm, you know, just like, is it okay? Which I know it's not. It's something that I want, because as a 42-year-old, I'm like, I feel like I need Botox. But I'm going to interview her about Botox and all of the bad things that people don't consider about Botox. I've heard that castor oil can be an option if you want to do natural anti-aging. So stay tuned. That podcast episode will drop soon. In the meantime, I hope this was helpful. I hope that it serves you, helps you balance your hormones. And remember, be proactive, not just reactive. So maybe you don't have cysts, but you know that your cycle is a little out of whack. So get to work. Everything I just shared can absolutely help. Be proactive with your care. Be proactive with your hormones. And remember, most importantly, you cannot supplement your way out of a bad diet. So it all starts with what you're putting in your body, what you're fueling yourself with. And last but not least, if you're listening, comment free class if you want access to my class that I'm teaching next week about how we helped my son thrive through his cancer diagnosis. It's a free class. Totally free, interactive, where I'm going to let you ask questions and we're going to talk back and forth. Comment or DM me free class and I will get you that information so that you can join us next week as I share about how we helped my son thrive through 3.5 years of chemotherapy, conventional cancer treatment, and what we're doing now to help so many different families. All right, you guys have a beautiful day. I'll see you probably tomorrow on another live. In the meantime, have a great day.